sticky buns. Page 190. Such a nice recipe. It's a long recipe though, so hopefully you'll get some rest.
Beautifully for breakfast toast or sandwiches and
The sponge. 1/3 cup of warm whole milk. 2 1/4 teaspoons active dry yeast. 1 large egg. 2 cups unbleached all-purpose flour. Put the milk, the yeast, the egg, and 1 cup of the flour in a bowl of the heavy mixer. Mix the ingredients together with a rubber spatula, mixing just until everything is blended. Sprinkle over the remaining cup of flour to cover the sponge. Rest. We all need rest, darling. Are you asleep? Set the sponge aside to rest uncovered for 30 to 40 minutes. After this resting time, the flour coating will crack, your indication that everything is moving along properly. As though the dough large egg, lightly beaten, and 1 cup of chopped pecans. I toasted mine first. I highly recommend toasting them. You stick them on a pan, put them in the oven, and watch them very closely, 325, until they're aromatic. You can stir them occasionally. You get all your filling bits ready. You mix the sugar and the cinnamon, and whatever other spices you want, together in a small bowl and keep close at hand. Remove the first piece of dough from the refrigerator and on a lightly floured work surface, roll into a rectangle 11 inches wide, 13 inches long, and a quarter inch thick, just like last time. Using a pastry brush, paint the surface of the dough with a beaten egg, leaving a top quarter of the dough bare and naked. Then sprinkle over half of the cinnamon, the sugar, and half of the chopped pecans. Spread everything around with your finger so that the filling is evenly distributed. Very lightly roll the rolling pin over the dough to press the filling into it. Then, starting from the base of the rectangle, the not naked side, roll the dough up into a log, chilling the logs. Wrap the dough in plastic and freeze them until firm. All that butter that you've gotten there is going to get firm rather quickly. 45 minutes to an hour. This will make it easy to cut. Repeat with a second piece of dough. The sticky bun logs can now be double wrapped and kept in the freezer for up to a month. So you can make half of them and then make the other half later. 14 sticky buns is a lot. If left to freeze solid, the roll should be allowed to rest at room temperature for 15 minutes before you continue with the recipe. Now there's one more piece you have to make, darling. At the top. This requires more butter. 2 sticks of it, unsalted at room temperature. 1 cup packed brown sugar and 42 pecan halves. Half of that if you're only making half at this point. While your logs are chilling, prepare the pans. You'll need two or one 9-inch square. You'll need two or only one if you're making a 9-inch round cake pans with high sides. I'm getting excited, can you tell? It's making me so hungry. Using your fingers, press a stick of butter evenly over the bottom of each pan. Sprinkle the brown sugar evenly over the butter. Now you're going to shape the buns. Remove a log of dough from the freezer, and if the ends are ragged, trim them using a long, sharp, serrated knife and a gentle sawing motion. Slice the log into 7 1.5-inch wide slices. Lay each slice on one of its flat sides. Press the slice down with the palm of your hand to flatten it lightly, and then with a cupped hand, turn the slice around on the work surface 3 to 4 times to reestablish its shape. It gets a little distorted in the cutting, so you're just kind of fluffing it. Going to be a bun fluffer. Press 3 pecans, flat side up, into the top of each slice so that the nuts form a triangle, holding onto the buns as best you can. Turn the slices over into the prepared pan, placing the buns in a circle with the nuts down, and putting the last slice in the center. The seam of the buns should face the outside of the pan. Repeat with the second log of the dough if you're making both. Allow the pans of sticky buns to rest again, uncovered at room temperature for 1.5 to 2 hours, or until the slices rise and grow to touch one another. Baking the buns. Arrange the oven rack so that one rack is in the middle of the oven and the other is just below it. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit for all of you. soften the sugar by putting the pan over a flame or the pan in hot water. Serve the sticky buns at room temperature or just slightly warm. Never serve them straight from the oven. The caramelized topping is dangerously hot, molten even. Sticky buns should be served the day they are made. Contributing baker was Nancy Silverston. I think way back in the day, this was a TV show. I think I found it on YouTube once. Julia Childs was working with one baker at a time and learning one of their favorite recipes. I hope you're asleep, darling. And if you're not asleep, I do recommend, if you're interested in making these ridiculously yummy sticky buns, buy the book. I'll put the link in the description. Oh, this was fun. Good night, baby boy. Or good morning, and good luck with your baking adventures. Such a sweet